Hello, fans of the Dominic Show, welcome. It's me, Wario. Wow, it's the Wario Show now. You thought that your dearest Dominic would ever stand up for you, the audience. Me, Wario, I love the audience. I never love money. Wah. It's me, Wario. Today, we're talking about my NFT, Wario NFT. I made it 2 years ago. It's doing not good right now, but if you come to the show and you check out the link, the referral link at the end, and Wario will give you his seal of approval. I recorded 20... audio files of my farts. Let me give you a sample of them. That is some of the quality that you will get on this, on these NFTs. What do you want? I'm doing your show. Fine, I'll leave then. Fine. Why do you go to better show? I make better show. You will see. Wah.
What the hell was that guy? I just came a little late and I guess he was there. Anyway, welcome back, viewers, to the radio show. Hello! To the two fans in the audience, hello! Welcome to the After Class with Dominic show, where I'll be honest with you. I don't have anything prepared again. That is not true. Not true. I do have a script. But unfortunately, between the busyment of life, school, and being a normal, functioning human being that has a somewhat of a social life, I wasn't able to actually play enough games to have a functioning, episode, for the most part. It's sad. It saddens me to my very core, to my very being, that, I don't have that much material. But I have reasons for that. And we'll get a little bit more sentimental on this show. Me and you, we'll get to know each other real good. You'll be sleeping in my bed, I'll be sleeping in yours. You'll become me, I'll become you. And you'll be able to see in my brain. You'll see how I work. And you know what? Hey, it's one episode before the Q&A. I'll probably post that tomorrow or the day after. Probably on Saturday, maybe. Not that much people will really respond, probably. But it's a nice little break from all the stuff I have to do. The games I have to play. Oh, woe is me. But yeah. I just wanted to have a quick little reflection. I wanted to make sure that I wanted to touch base between you, the viewer, the listener, and me. The one that's giving you the content. The one that's producing the show for you guys, It's hard. It's hard sometimes. You see funny man, you hear funny man in radio show and you point and laugh and you say, he makes my day better. But no, it's a lot. I don't even know if I make your days better. I could make your days worse for all I know. But the important part is that some of you listen to me. And that's the thing, right? So, why don't I have a script? It's easy, right? You play video games. You play the video game. You write a quick little, oh, I like this part. Oh, I don't like this part. They could have done this part a little bit better. Channeling my inner critic and doing the easiest job in the world. Problem is I have harder jobs I have to do, right? As all you know, as most of you know, there's a thing called school or university, as we like to call it. And the problem is with that is that I expected this semester to be easier than the last one. Most of the stuff is already stuff I covered, like, in high school. But no, apparently, if you get a bad professor and you have to learn some new stuff, new material that you didn't cover in university, in high school, then what are you gonna do? Obviously, you'll have to pay attention and try to decode through their terrible explaining. It's not... Right? And you have to do more work. That's basically it. Plus, things accelerate and expand off the last stuff. Computer science, 104 is a cakewalk if you've at least, like, done some coding. If you have some coding background, if you've touched JavaScript or Java or Python, C# or any of those languages, you'll have an easy time with 104. It's 164 that gets a little tough. That's when you need at least 3 years experience like me. Even still, I spend at least, like, what? 6 hours a week having to code and go working through all the stuff, having to tediously test all my code. If it doesn't work, and you have to spend an entire hour working through the code again, and it gets tedious and boring again, because you don't realize that there's, like, something in the deep-rooted within one of the classes that you've established in the first week of class, and you're like, oh, this is wrong! This was wrong for 4 weeks, and they didn't, like, mark me for it for some reason. I'm like, what? But I digress. I don't know. Hey. Maybe it's just me. There's probably some whizzes out there who get the stuff done within, like, one day. That was me in 104. I was literally, like, 3 assignments ahead. Because it was simple stuff that I've already covered. But, like, when you move to more complicated systems that have to depend on other code chunks, and they interlock with each other, and you have to back and forth between different code chunks, it gets harder. It's harder to juggle. It's just harder. Yeah. So I don't have too much time to play video games, unfortunately. Plus, like, I think probably the week that I was sick also kind of bludgeoned me a little bit. It is what it is. All I've been playing recently was Pizza Tower. Perfecting, getting 100% on every single level. You know, that kind of thing. I could go off of that for hours now, because I've played that game so much, it's just second nature to me. And also, I've been sucked into the mobile game Black Hole, where I downloaded this cute little cat game, where you're a cat, but also you're telekinetic, and you, like, write little runes and destroy enemies that have the runes that are written on their faces. It's fun. And it's great time to pass on the toilet. And then 30 minutes pass, and I'm on the toilet. I probably have a hernia or something. What am I supposed to do? Shove it back in? I think not. Alright? And then your sleep schedules look kind of out of whack because you just spend all the time doing, I don't even know what. Sometimes I just go into a haze. I bet some of you had that experience where you're in a haze and you're just like, where did the time go? Where was I? It's a lot. And I bet a lot of you get that. But also, I'm trying to run a show and I don't want to disappoint people. That's the thing. That's the kind of mental mind game I've been playing for the past week. I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna get this script out. People aren't gonna get mad. They're gonna say, you skipped an episode! I am never watching again! You're getting 1 star! You can't rate on the website anyway, so screw you. But either way, I get it, right? I get it! I'd be pissed too if, like, you know, like, oh, sorry, I was a bit lazy and I couldn't write the script. I had to play video games and I didn't do that, so I'm just gonna, I don't know, hear some music, bye-bye. That'd be terrible. And I was thinking of doing that! And I was like, no, I can't, even if there's literally nobody watching me right now, I would not, for my own sake, I wouldn't be able to do that to myself. Case in point, right? It's not who I am. If there's a goal that I have in mind, I'm going to try to run to that goal, even if it's covered in punchy spikes and lava. I'm going to get that goal no matter what, even if I hurt myself in the end. Even if I ruin my sleep schedule, even if I do a bunch of other things, right? So this is why I quickly wrote this script, and I just wanted to talk it out, because maybe I'll find a solution. You know? I think I already have. But, you know, we'll get to that. Either way. It's been hard, honestly, because it's like,
I spent so much time staring at a wall,
or just being in a haze, or just not having any energy to do anything else, because I burnt myself out in work, and being a workaholic, and being a goody-two-shoes that wants to do all my work before I get to, oh, I gotta do all my work before I get to play my video games. Like, that's not how you're supposed to live life, you know?
I'm sorry, like, I obviously want to do good in my studies, but I don't need to do good right now. I got time. I got a pretty good GPA for now, right? I can take a bit of a hit. It's not like it's going to ruin me forever. It's not going to be on my resume that I spent a week playing video games instead of doing work or spending it, like, perfecting my piano playing skills or something like that, you know? It's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, like, burnout is an actual thing that exists. And crunching for a while because I was sick was the worst experience of my life. Or at least in this year, in this month, whatever. It's just been a lot. Taking 2-hour naps is not fun either. How do you take a nap? Can someone explain this to me? Right? I don't know the science behind it, and it's pissing me off, right? Because I take a nap, right? I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take a nap for, say, 30 minutes. I put on the timer, 30 minutes, scroll up, and I covers, and I go to sleep on my bed. I don't know if that's the science. Maybe I should be sleeping on my couch. But, like, I sleep for 30 minutes. And then I wake up, and I'm still groggy. So I'm like, okay, another 30 minutes. I go to sleep. Whoa! I slept through my alarm. It's now 2 p.m. when I slept at 12. Oh, boy! I need to fix my sleeping schedule. That has to be it. That has to be it, right? There's no other explanation.
Because I'm getting, like, at least 8 hours of sleep. Like, sometimes I go to sleep at 1, sometimes I go to sleep at 12, right? I wake up at, say, 8 or 9, and I snooze my alarm for 20 minutes, and I wake up at 9:30, and then I groggily shamble my way into MA-122, linear algebra, and I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Matrices or something? I'll figure it out later. So I shamble my way back to my apartment, I do a bit of coding, I get pissed, and then I go to sleep again. And then I wake up at 2. That's my life. That's been, literally been my life for the past month. And I'm getting pissed. At myself and at everything that's accumulating right now. You know? Because obviously I can feel like things are eventually, like, clearing up. I can feel like I'm finally having some breathing room. But I can also see that there's a lot more stuff that's going to happen in the future. It's like the same thing that happened last semester, that I was promising myself that I was going to fix. The ball keeps rolling! What am I going to do? No! I was going to punch the rock. The ball. I was going to punch the ball when I was small and I could smush it and I would have some free time. But no. No. I decide to take a nap. And then I spend until 3 p.m. looking at 3 a.m. looking at terrible itch.io games. And then I spend more time. And it just cycles. And then I go into my vices. And then my vices take over me. And then I'm a husk of a human being. That's why when some people, like, say hi in the hallways, and I just, like, don't want to talk to anybody, because I'm just a husk of a human being. And I just, I can't be the only person who thinks like this, right? Because it's like, It's baffling to me. Anyway, whatever. Doesn't matter. I don't have time to do any of my free hobbies. D&D is slacking. The show is slacking. Practicing piano is slacking. Everything's slacking. I wanted to code. I wanted to practice Scratch so I can help, like, I can, like, build up my resume and eventually, like, go into, like, you know, that direction. Maybe be, like, a coding instructor or something. But no. No, of course not. I take a 2-hour nap instead. Go flip. Almost did that. Anyway. So, anyway. Here's another thing, right? I know I've been talking about the audience, right? And how I kind of joke about how there's, like, oh yeah, probably no one's listening to me right now. I am talking to myself and I'm going insane, right? That's probably the case. That's probably the case. I'm probably talking to nobody right now. You can prove me wrong, listener. Instagram @Dermonic, DermonIk.
you can send me a DM and tell me how the show's going. And even if you say your show sucks, I don't care. I need something. Because here's the thing. This website that I use, or the radio broadcasting website uses, doesn't have, like, any metrics or anything I can, like, pull into. All I have is my Instagram account. That's all I have. To get, like, any kind of feedback or reception. And people are probably, like, busy right now. They're probably doing schoolwork. And don't have time to listen to my show. So what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to get feedback? I don't know. Where am I supposed to get feedback? People are probably sleeping at this point. They're probably having better sleeping schedules than me. So, like, it's kind of a back and forth between figuring out what people want without them telling me. Right? I can obviously sharpen, like, my wit and my, like, presenting skills. Because people obviously, like, tell me that I have good presenting skills. People say, like, oh, yeah, you're really good at talking about stuff. People have been saying to me since I was in the sixth grade. And I still latch onto that. Because it's, like, my whole identity now. Like, I appear, like, shy and reclusive. And then when I go on the stage, I, like, give, like, a broad speech that everyone gives a standing ovation to. Whoa! The shy guy did the thing! He said something, finally, right? But I don't got no feedback. I don't have that. I don't have people to say, oh, you did a great job, or oh, you did a terrible job. People just don't say anything. And I think that's the worst thing that you can do. Indifference is the worst thing in the world. Because if someone tells you, oh, yeah, how's it going? I like your hat. You have feedback, right? And it's positive feedback. Great. Fantastic. You're going to keep wearing that hat for the rest of your time. If someone says, oh, I hate that hat. That sucks. It looks like your grandma knitted it. Screw you, dude. Right? And that's a negative thing. But, like, you know, it's still something. You're getting some kind of stimulation. You're still getting some kind of experience. So you can either go, oh, it's because they don't like my hat. Or you can say, ah, look at that guy. He hates my hat. I'm going to keep wearing it out of spite. Right? It's something. It's, like, something to work towards. You get some kind of interaction. Some kind of something. Right? Indifference that they just walk beside each other and don't talk about the hat at all. The hat's never commented on, and you're like, your apathetic nature just takes over you because you don't have anything to talk about. And the hat probably collects dust in the corner, right? If someone said something, like, if someone's, like, hat pissed me off so much, again, I wouldn't say anything, right? Because obviously I keep that stuff to myself, right? But, like, if someone said that to me, if someone disrespected my hat, I'd probably wear it out of spite because it's funny, right? But no one comments on the hat. And I think the hat in this analogy is the radio show, right? I just want something. I need something. I need some kind of stimulation. Because looking at a screen does nothing for me. I remember back in the heyday, back when I was starting the show, there was people like, oh, yeah. Maybe you should, like, you know, not bring the volume down. Basic stuff like that. Like, stuff that's, like, general. But, you know, other stuff like, hey, your music's going on too long. Maybe you should probably hop in earlier. That makes sense, yeah. Because I want to make sure that I have, like, an actual, you know, I want to have actual content. I just want to rip off, like, whatever album I've been listening to back in the day. But it kind of helps with theming and all that stuff. So I probably should just, like, bring it down to, like, one song, maybe? I don't know. I'm still workshopping it. That's the thing I'm getting across. And the fact that there's literally, I'm talking into the void right now. It's not helping me. It's literally not helping me. Because, like, you know. As much as I appreciate the radio show and the radio hosting show and the Radio Laurier, love you guys, but, like, whoa, speedster over there, dang, look at him, he's ripping fat treads in the parking lot, holy macaroni. Anyway, that's if you guys can't hear it, he's going like, anyway. Either way, I just need feedback. So if you're hearing this and you have time, just send me a quick DM, like, show sucked, show good, something like that, just to keep me rolling. Anyway. Yeah, it's just a way. It's just a way to expand my talents, expand what I'm trying to do here. The main point of the show was to give insight into video games where they would have none, right? Where people would have no experience. I'd give them some insight, something to latch onto, and they'd be interested, right? Well, either with my energy or my analogies or anything else that I try to put it into the show, right?
And it's great if, like, no one's listening, because I could just go into here, and then I could, like, put on my little... I could do that for, like, 40 minutes if you wanted to. I could do that.
But would it be a good show? I don't think so. And that's why I want some feedback.
Just say something, please! I'm in the padded cell, I need help! Help!
Anyway. That's what I would say if I was in a padded cell right now. If I was in a cell asylum, I would definitely say that.
But yeah. Help!
And I'm like reeling inside the straitjacket, you know, like that kind of thing. I'm like biting on the walls, keeping like a little army of spiders that like go on my windowsill and just like talk to them, tell them secrets.
Charlotte's Web style, except I'm in an asylum. And
not as I see Dracula, isn't it? It happens in Dracula. Like he keeps a collection of flies to feed the whatever crows or whatever spiders, food chain, that kind of thing. Strange. Anyway.
I don't expect you guys to get the reference. It's a bit of a literary leap, you know. And it's quite the hallmark of the classics. Dracula is. You should read Dracula by Bram Stoker. I think it's a fantastic read, honestly. Read it before the Halloween season arrives, because it's just, sometimes I get a little glass of wine, non-alcoholic wine, of course. We're not trying to get in trouble or anything. Don't want to get too frisky, you know what I'm saying? And I just sip on it while I read my literature. I sit by the fireplace and I read my literature. My mummy gets a little angry at me when I stay past my curfew, but, you know, it's. I do go past my curfew, of course. Don't tell my mummy, but it's a bit... I love reading books. I just love going in the bookshelf and reading books, you know. I love going to my library and reading books and literature.
Who brought the British 1800s child? The entitled 1800s child. All right. Anyway.
I think... That's the main point, right? It's me just, like, rambling about a video game. Hopefully that you, like... This microphone is not having me with it. It's whatever. There we go.
The main point of the show is to give my opinion about a game, ramble about it for, like, 30 minutes, and interspersed, just either put in music or just go insane, like I was doing 5 minutes ago, right? Something like that. Just, like, a clean... psychotic episode about a specific hyperfixation that I have. Simple, right? Problem is that recently I've been trying to go a little bit further into more like new stuff. Because this is something that actually was brought up when I was talking about the radio show to my parents. They're like, you have to make the show a little more topical, right? Obviously. And I wanted to include real world events. You know, it would make sense, right? Because I'm trying to get into the video games industry and talking about this stuff would actually, like, kind of closen my relationship with it. It would make sense, obviously. The problem is, as I was researching about AAA games, right? And I was like, hell yeah, I can talk about why I hate them. Why I think that I just despise them with a burning passion. And I might still do the episode, or I might scrap it. I don't know, right? But the problem is I was looking through the different videos, the different, like, reporters who were talking about the games journalists, as they call themselves, right? And I was talking, it's like, oh yeah, I was talking about, like, crunch culture and how that's bad, right? How overworking yourself and having a one-month deadline and having to work 16 hours a day with no overtime, you know? And the scummy practices that lie within the tech industry as a whole. That stuff is, like, interesting to me. And it's important to know going into this stuff, right? The problem occurs when you have different reporters who are talking about the same issue, right? And they're just flinging poop. The poop in this case being misinformation. There's a topic about how... What was it again? It was how video games are getting too big. How they're getting mass-produced. How there has to be so much effort poured into it. The example that they brought up was Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate 3, right? Baldur's Gate 3, from what I've heard, I've never played it, and I should play it because it's centered around D&D, and I need Dungeons & Dragons as my lifeblood, and I think I need to play it one day, but it's $80, and anyway for it to go on sale, right? Side tangent aside. They're saying that the game sets a standard for the games industry, and obviously that is true to a certain point, right? There is a certain point where, like, there's, like, people, there's, like, indie developers, and there's, like, double-A game, the companies who are making games, and they see this massive game that is, like, 80 hours gameplay, 20 hours animated cutscenes, fantastic gameplay, and they think that they have to, like, compete with that. No, they don't. Look at Pizza Tower. It's literally just 6 hours. 6 hours of gameplay, barely any cutscenes, and it's a freaking romp. It's fun, right? It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't matter. You're still going to get a massively successful game. What does matter is making sure that your point is backed up with a source, right? Right. It should be simple. It should be simple to back yourself up with a source. I'm going to talk about this one. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to... Even if I only have, like, 2 viewers at the moment, I don't want to, like... Send a hate brigade to their doorstep, right? So there's this one person that I was watching for a bit. Like, say, 5 minutes in. And then I realized, oh, wait. They don't know what they're talking about. Because what they're doing is they're taking information that they kind of half-heard, basing their entire argument based on this one Twitter thread that they read, assumedly. And then they made their point about it, which was not even the discussion to begin with. We were talking about AAA games, AAA companies, making a good product, right? Baldur's Gate is a AA that has 400 employees, that made a fantastic product with no microtransactions, and a fantastic story, well, for the most part, whatever, right? And their argument was that it was set a new standard for everyone. When AAA game, there's companies that have thousands of employees. The people who made Baldur's Gate have 400. And they made a fantastic game. There are... Bethesda has... many employees. Right? About the same employees, if I'm being completely honest, right? And they are selling the exact same package! Look at Starfield! It looks big, but there's nothing in it. And then when people are like, oh yeah, there's your game's boring. Your game has nothing in it. It's the same copy and pasted stuff, right? And then they have the gall. The developers have the gall to say, "When you went to the moon, it was a achievement for all of mankind. So our game is trying to emulate that." No, it wasn't. The point, you can't equate that. It doesn't make any sense. Baldur's Gate was good. Starfield was bad, and it was in development for longer. And they had. People are, because Baldur's Gate was made in about 6 years, right? People are worried that the development cycle would speed up, whatever, right? Would take longer to make games. But what they don't realize is there are, remember back in 1985 when a thing called Mario was made? And it took like at least a year? And it was like, people can make that game now within like, I don't know, a week? There's probably game jams that do better things. Right? Because we kept building on the technology that we had before. So Baldur, people are like, oh yeah, they're making like specific software for this specific game that will never be used again. No, it will. It will. It will. Because the tools that they use in Baldur's Gate will probably be used in other games. So it's like, whatever. That's probably for the episode that I might put out. I might even just do it here. Whatever. Point is that this one... YouTuber, this one games journalist was talking about how, like, oh yeah, the game, whatever, and they didn't back up their sources. That's what the one person was arguing, and it was badly researched, right? So then I was like, okay, So I'm not going to watch that video anymore. And then I found another video that was recommended to me in my algorithm, the almighty algorithm. And was like, oh yeah, this is why this one, the other guy that was talking about this was wrong. Right? And it was an entire hour. And I watched the entire hour because it was well worded. It was really well worded. And it was actually really well researched. And it was some all right bits in there. Right? It was neat. And I was like, okay, that's good. Cool. I'm more informed now because like the person proved me wrong. Right? I was like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. Cool, 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 cool. Right? And then I looked at Twitter. I didn't mean to. I looked at it for a second and I realized, or was it Reddit? Either way, cesspool. It's a cesspool for toxic people, for toxic, malnourished people in the brain. There's lead in their brains anyway. Lizard people anyway. They are, right? The person who made the expose of the first person? Also scum! They're also scum because they're literally like, to the other person, hey, look at this video! Look at this video I made! Are you gonna fight me? Hey, respond to my video! Respond to my video! And they're like making fun of people in the comments, like hypocrisizing like what they were talking about in their video. It was bad! And I hated it! So I've come to the realization that games journalism sucks. It's terrible. I don't want to do it. I just want to get my information, man. Why do you have to be so weird? I'm never getting my games journalism from a YouTuber ever again. I'm going to sources that actually are reputable and actually matter and actually are backed up with other sources. Because if I keep going down this rabbit hole, it's gonna be bad for my health. It's going to be bad for, like, the production of this show. Because the entire show is just based on my opinion, right? So if I looked at other people's opinions about the stuff, I'm going to go into the same trajectory as these brain-rotted people. These ill-willed brained people who have no semblance of what their opinion is. And just regurgitate other people's opinions about the same stuff. Right? What I'm basically trying to put across is that obviously it's important to be informed, right? You need to be informed in order to make an opinion about something. Because if someone is not giving you the information about it, you can't make an opinion about it, right? But the important thing is that you need to look at the information, compare it to other people's information, and say to yourself, who do you agree with? Or is it a mixture of a bunch of other people's opinions? That's when you know you understand something. The problem with the first guy is that he had no semblance of what he believed in, right? Probably he just wants to get paid, and all respect to that. Hey, my heart's out to you, man. You need to pay rent. I get it. You're going to pay people $30 for a popsicle in a video you made a year ago. That's fine. Whatever. Hey, I'm not judging. I'm not judging how you get paid, how you get your bank, right? What I am judging is how you inform yourself about an opinion, about a topic. The other person was great about presenting their opinion, but they're bad online. Don't be a gremlin. That should be the simplest task online. Don't be a gremlin. Don't go to people and annoy them and bug them about your opinion, saying that yours is better, right? Because at the end of the day, I don't think the first person was making a malicious attempt to misdirect the audience, right? I don't think that's the case. I generally don't, right? But what I do think is that we need to make sure that we stay civil. Just have a basic interaction. Like, maybe show it once, like, hey, I made a video about you. If you want to check it out, sure, but whatever. It's up to you. And that's it. If you want to have a discussion about it, go ahead. I'm all for it. But don't go, like, back and forth and say, your opinion sucks! Mine's better! Fight me! Fight me in the brain battle of the mind! If you dare! If you're worthy! Right? Because it's just not... No. 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 We should be civil about this stuff, right? The games industry is already broken as it is, with all these different developers and these companies trying to extort their money and their employees to make a worse product. Putting microtransactions in their games, advertisements in their games, and making a worse product and try to get the most money possible from the games industry. Right? We should be together in the fight against this. And most of them are, like, probably on the same side. The two people that were going against each other were probably on the same side. I shouldn't even say go against each other. One person just, like, made an entire video about another, right? But I'm just saying, like, keep in mind that you both are probably on the same side. And you need to be careful about how you present your opinions. That's it. Back your resources. Back up your information. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Don't fling toxic hatred towards the other person just because they had a badly researched topic. Just because they did a bad essay. Imagine how many times someone would go against me if I said something wrong. I'm just saying. Right? Imagine what world would be if we were just like, oh yeah, you said that wrong. Instead of immediately assuming that they are the scum of the earth and that they're evil, right? Because that's not how we do it. That's not how we do it. I just don't know. All right? I don't know. And that's not where I want the radio show. I don't want this radio show to go in that direction, right? It wouldn't be fair to me. It wouldn't be fair to you. I just don't like the idea that I'm always right. And you should take my opinions with full face value. Right? Because that's not true. I'm dumb. I'm so dumb. Right? I want to make sure that I'm as dumb presenting as possible. I'm as dumb coded as you can possibly be. And people can just have a fun time with what I'm trying to say. You know? Just have an opinion. Just show some cool games. Have a good time. Maybe give a little expertise. Maybe that's the thing, right? Maybe I should just sprinkle it in. Maybe I shouldn't, like, posit it as an entire episode, because that could obviously rub some heads. You know? Just, like, plop it in there. Maybe at the start of this episode, maybe at the end. It's all a structuring thing. I just want to make sure that I have, like, a good structure to my show, so I'm not just rambling all the time. Even though it is fun to ramble sometimes. You know? Either way. I hope that you did have a good time with this show. I'm hoping that we'll have a good time in the future. Because I'm planning to go all the way. We're keeping it going. We have 9 or more episodes, right? Or at least, I don't know, 8, 9, whatever. Point is, I hope you have a good time. I hope that your week is going all right. Because mine wasn't. And I'm hoping that the bad karma that I was having throughout the day balanced out in a universal scale. And it helps out your day a bit more. That's what I hope.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, what do we know? We know nothing. The more that we do know, the more that we realize we don't, right? The more that our knowledge, our balance of knowledge expands, and the more we realize, oh, damn, I was wrong, right? So, maybe, we should just, you know, one, be careful of other words, but at the same time, also, have fun with it. If you're not serious about it, who cares? You know? That's my opinion. Hopefully, you can tell me I'm wrong, because that'd be fun. And we could have a fun little discussion about that. But, you know. That's my 2 cents. Hopefully, I made sense. Next episode, hopefully, I'm going to be covering a little bit more interesting topics. I got some video games! Some video gum prepared, yeah! I will give you a little spoiler. Next episode's gonna be about puzzle games. Some niche puzzle games that I've been playing recently, you know? I think you'll like it. Hopefully you'll like it. If you don't, you can tell me about it. Tell me how much of a stupid idiot I am! Ugh! I hate this Dominic guy! He really pisses me off! Especially when he said all that muck about, that sentimental muck about being wrong about stuff and how we need to make sure we take accountability for how wrong we are. Ugh! I just want to say things! I want to spew vomit! Word vomit! Let me spew word vomit. Ugh! That's my rage alarm. Because that's how rageful I am. That's how much I'm raging right now. I'm frothing at the mouth! Look at me!
I'm gonna rip off my shirt right now. And we're gonna go into the ring. And I'm gonna fill the ring with oil. With Vaseline and oil. And you're gonna be lubed up. We're gonna be so shiny in the pit. And we're gonna go head to head. With our minds and our brains. Cause we ain't playing wrestling. We playing checkers. And I'm about to upgrade my king. Oh, boy, you wait. Oh, my goodness, you wait. You mark my words, Domo Nick. I swear to goodness gosh, right? If you ever say your opinion about something ever again. Oh, just you wait. That pit's oiled up, full of checker pieces. And I'm waiting for you in there. Ooh, I got a whole line of kings in there just for you. Ooh, and just you wait. Ooh, just you wait. You better wait for the checkers. Because they're slippery. Oh, you better grab. Oh, they slipped out of your hand, but they landed there. So that's an illegal move. You're disqualified. Sorry. It slipped out of your hands? Oh, I'm sorry, man. You should have been prepared for the lube. I should have been prepared for some of the oils. It's slippery. Really slippery. You try to hold on to a piece. Whoop. Slips out of your hand again. Oh, you want to try another round? Sorry. Looks like I win. 2-0. Best out of 3. Sorry. It's me. Josh McBingbo. And now I'm in the ring. I'm in the green corner. That's not even a corner. Dominic, you're in the red corner. Because you're sad little man. No, you're actually in the blue corner because you're a sad little man. And oh boy. Covered in oils. You're covered in oils and creams. Your skin is going to be so luscious after this. You should do this every week, honestly. I've been doing this like skincare routine kind of thing. It's actually very soothing, you know? Like putting cream on your hands actually makes it a little bit more. My hands are a little bit rough today, but you know, like, I bet your hands are as rough as the Sahara Desert. You worthless radio host. And then I'm in the corner like,
okay, I'll never radio host ever again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, cry, little man, cry. Yeah. Let me get a little, let me get that cup real quick. Hold on, I gotta get those tears. Perfect salt water, you know, electrolytes are very important for everybody. And I'll be like, yeah, I know. Yeah, but you don't drink Gatorade, do you? That's me in the ring. Punching the hell out of your pieces. Yeah, sorry, I broke your queen. Your checker piece. Sorry.
I've been in this scenario for too long. I need to. It's like the Matrix. I need to jack out the Matrix right now.
Anyway, I hope you guys had a pleasant time. I think I did. I don't know. Listen to this final song. I hope you have a good time. I hope. Midterms are soon. Hey, wakey wakey. Midterms are soon. Hello. Hello. With midterms. Hey. Midterms. Hope you have a good time. Bye. No, but I generally do hope that you enjoy the show. I'm going to try to increase my budget. Maybe add some extra soundboards, thingies. Maybe add the whole scale. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But either way, I'm going to head out. Finish up this little episode here. And I hope you guys get a good time.
I'll see you on the flip side. Master Wayne, I hope you had a great time, and I hope that I'll see you later. Goodbye.